The phrase world music was created to help Anglo-Americans sort through the vast array of music out in the world that isn't Anglo or American. What's world music in the U.S. means something completely different in Australia or Thailand. In Europe, there's a chart that ranks the most popular world music CDs there. The World Music Charts Europe is made up of nearly 50 DJs in 25 countries on the continent. And for the past 2 months, those DJs have been in clear agreement on the number one world music album there. This is the music of Mercedes Peón. It's her latest CD, SOS. Here's how the Spanish newspaper El País describes SOS. Peón passes Bjork on the left, passes Pat Metheny on the right, and the shaved Galician lands in the stratosphere. SOS does have an out-there sound, and yes, Mercedes Peón keeps her scalp closely shaved. That look echoes punk and contrasts sharply with the cool, feminine dresses she favors. Here's how the 43-year-old artist describes her music, electroacústica feminista como si como sa. She's adept at modern tools like electronic processors and samplers, and then she'll pick up a piece of iron and bang on it with a rock. Mercedes Peón's shows border on performance art. She admits that part of her live music is about the connection she establishes with her audience and the mood and cues they give her. But the art of Mercedes Peón is also connected to the traditional world she grew up in Galicia. Peón says she has a deep link with the primitive and the ancestral. I studied anthropology, she says, and so I've spent a lot of time filtering the theories of anthropology, considering the way women in Galicia fit into those theories. She adds, take the stone I bang on the iron plate. The women who do the farming in Galicia, they use hoes, and when they want to celebrate something, the women will pick up rocks from the field and bang them on their tools. Spain has a reputation as a macho country, but as Mercedes Peón points out, Galicia is not the rest of Spain. It was settled centuries ago by the Celts. It's got green rolling hills, the language is different, and there are many independent thinkers. Mercedes Peón thrives in Galicia with her stratospheric music, shaved head, and graceful dresses, but ask her what her feminist point of view is, and Peón takes the question very seriously. Her translator prepared me for a long answer.
You are provoking her to do psychoanalyst.
Mercedes Peón responds that when she was seven, she realized that she had been born into a patriarchal world. She talks about the sexual politics of that world and how the relationship today between men and women is out of balance. She says men and women have created our civilization together, and so society, our space, she explains, is out of balance.
And this is communicated through the music.
Creo que sí. Creo que sí.
Some listeners across Europe may get what Mercedes Peón is saying. One can imagine that many do not, though. Which brings us back to Peón's music itself.
Este niño pequeño, pequeño,
for the DJs who have kept SOS at the top of the world music charts Europe, it's the music and the sound of Mercedes Peón's voice that are the draw. Incidentally, if you're wondering what's number one on the U.S. world music charts, well, this week at Billboard, it's Celtic Thunder and their album Heritage, debuting at number one. Six of the other top 10 on that chart are also Celtic. Mercedes Peón doesn't appear on that chart. SOS has not yet come out in the U.S. You can see a video of Mercedes Peón performing her song Parala live. Again, that's at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.